BBC News with Julie Candler. Donald Trump has condemned the launch of impeachment proceedings against him, saying they're based on a hoax. Mr. Trump said he supported full transparency on information provided by the whistleblower who first raised concerns about the president's telephone call with Ukraine's leader. Details of the conversation, which have just been released, show that he asked for help to investigate corruption claims against his possible election rival Joe Biden and his son. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has returned to the Parliament he unlawfully suspended to accuse the opposition of an obsessive desire to block Brexit. The opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn urged Mr. Johnson to resign. The IMF has for the first time appointed a person from Eastern Europe to be its managing director. Kristalina Georgieva from Bulgaria replaces Christine Lagarde. She has previously held senior positions at the World Bank and the EU. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has asked the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's election ended in deadlock. Mr. Netanyahu's main rival, Benny Gantz, rebuffed an invitation to join a unity administration. The United States has decided to remain in the International Postal Union after it agreed reforms. American companies had complained it was cheaper for Chinese e-commerce firms to post goods to the United States than for them to post goods within the US. The Brazilian Senate has approved the nomination of a new prosecutor general who's been criticized by environmentalists for his views on the Amazon. President Jair Bolsonaro said he chose Augusto Aras because they agreed that agricultural development shouldn't be deterred by environmental concerns. The Zimbabwean government has denied its holding a doctors' union official, Peter Mugombe, against his will, preventing him from seeking medical treatment in South Africa. BBC News.